Hi, I am Jake. Thanks for your time. I want to tell you about my Uncle Cluster. You see, Uncle Cluster can't. Can't see, that is. He's blind. Blind as a stone. But he doesn't seem to care. He doesn't seem to even notice. If you called him Mr. Magoo, he'd grab for your throat and there is a good chance he'll get it.
Magoo? I'm gonna Magoo you.
He's got a place in the city and a place in the country. I don't know where he got them. He didn't inherit them. Or how he keeps them up. I never seen him go to a job. It's inscrutable. He's inscrutable. Anyway, the other day in the city, he is walking down the street and his cane is tapping against the side of the building and then on the sidewalk.
Better smoke this cigar before I go home. The wife ain't gonna like it.
He stops and goes to the curb and takes a cigar from his shirt pocket. He feels for the end and lights the lighter. Smoke billows around him.
Oh yeah, that's nice. Pays to steal the best.
A messenger bike comes down the sidewalk and clips him.
Hey, watch it.
Sorry.
He drops the cigar.
Aw.
Cluster looks down at the gutter and swishes his cane around a little.
Forget it. Even if I found it, I ain't putting that back in my mouth anyway.
He turns back to his walk. Up ahead, he hears the bike's brakes squeak. He notices the sound of a lock clicking and the rustling of a paper bag. Tapping his cane against the building wall, eventually he gets to the bike. The cane bounces off the spokes. He listens for a moment and hears no one around. He leans his cane against the wall and starts inspecting the bike.
Nice bike.
He finds the lock that goes through the spokes. Unk fiddles with the combination and it clicks. He slides it out and drops it on the sidewalk. With his bare hands, he grunts and loosens the bolt that holds the front wheel axle on. He takes the wheel off the frame and leans it against the wall. He takes the back wheel off. From his back pocket, he takes some zip ties and bundles the wheels and frame together. He puts the dismantled bike package under his arm, feels around for his cane, and starts off.
I'm taking this baby home.
Cluster, where are you?
My aunt calls him from down the block.
Better ditch this bike.
At the curb, he smacks his cane against the cars until he finds a space. He steps off the sidewalk and slides the bike under a car. Just in time, he turns as the messenger comes out. There is a big commotion.
Hey, did you see who took my bike?
What? Took what?
Oh, sorry, how could you know?
The delivery man tromps off, mumbling to himself.
Have a nice day.
A car door closes, then its motor starts.
Oops.
There's a huge crunching sound as the car backs up. A guy walks by.
Hey, buddy, there is gasoline leaking from under your car.
The driver jumps out. The gas trickles towards the smoldering cigar. The entire row of parked cars explode into fire.
Holy moly, that's really hot.
Cluster, get away from there.
Coming, dear.
You have been listening to Uncle Cluster, a modern-day Prometheus. This episode was The Bike. Written and directed by Peter Mark. Presented by On Island Audio Theatre. Find us at onisland.com. Thank you and good night.